The SAT and the ACT results that our students take showing that we keep increasing and we're way above the nation and the state in our scores. So a really good indication of how well our students are doing. And what we also learned was the number of students taking the ACT is up. Jan Bergeson, who's our director of secondary curriculum, isn't necessarily sure why. It could be that students are looking at schools that are taking the ACTs. There are some language differences. ACT kind of is a little bit more, is less language dependent than the SAT. So I don't know. But the good news, yeah, is that we keep increasing those scores. And as more and more students take these tests, because what the superintendent mentioned was if students aren't sure if they're going to go to college or not, they're encouraged to go ahead and take these tests so that when they do decide, they've already taken the test. So even though we have people who might not be college bound, we're still doing really, really well with students taking those two tests.
And Sue, for the benefit of the audience, the scores are what colleges use in their admission process.
Right. And those scores, again, keep trending up. And Jan Bergeson also mentioned that at one time when we used to add together, when there are only two parts of the SAT, the language part and the math part, we would add them together and say, if you were 1,000, you were really good. Now, if you do that, we're up above 1,100. So our scores have increased. And I think that's a really good indication of what our students are doing, how well they're learning, how well our teachers are doing with our students, too, and paying attention to what kids need to learn.
And with respect to the referendum, some good news came our way that the issue where they vote on the referendum is not at the bottom where we were led to believe it would be, as it has been in the past, but the legislature passed some special rules, and those issues are now at the very top of the ballot. So it'll be one of the first things people see when they look at the ballot.
Yeah, that'll make it a whole lot easier, especially for people who tend to vote straight ticket and might not go to the end of the ballot. So this question will be right at the top. It'll be question number two, asking people if they approve of the tax rate continuation for the next 6 years. However, I will remind people that to vote for school board candidates, you still need to go to the end of the ballot, and a straight ticket does not count for those folks. You still have to vote individually for the four seats. And people can vote for all who live in the MCCSC jurisdiction. They're able to vote for all four seats.
Now, one of the other things that came up in our meeting Tuesday night was there was a little bit of a water situation that developed at Tri-North and Bloomington North High School. And the employees were sent home. And some of these employees, that money's pretty important, and they would have lost a day's wages. And the administrative folks at MCCSC huddled and said, no, we're not going to do that, and the board approved it. And I personally applaud that. I think that it was not any of their fault that the water disaster happened, and they had to close the schools because of it, and those people didn't lose any money because of that day being lost.
Right, and Keith, I know that you expressed that at the board meeting, and I think you expressed the feelings that we all had, was that that was really the right thing to do. Teachers are paid on contracts, so that's different. But folks who aren't, you're right, they would have lost a day of pay, no fault of theirs. People couldn't stay in the schools because of the water, and then one school had an electrical problem. And the other good news is that the superintendent applied for a waiver since students went home and there was no teaching or learning that happened that day. And the state granted a waiver for that day, meaning that those schools do not have to make up that day. So that was good news as well.
The other news that came out of the school board meeting on Tuesday was we had the budget hearing, and I know that you always observe what kind of public input comes from those, and I know you have some feelings about that.
Well, you know, this was the time, Keith, and for the public to know, this was a time that anyone could come make a comment on the budget. Tell us that they loved it. Tell us what they didn't like about it. Suggest any changes. But we had no public comment on this. And our budget isn't a whole lot more than it has been in the past. Tim Thrasher estimates that we may be getting about a 2.1% increase from the state, which, as we all know, might not be necessarily enough to cover some of our fixed costs that we don't control, whether it's utilities or insurance costs or those kinds of things.
Is that just an estimate he bases that on, or is that just what it's been? Is there any?
It's his conversations with the state.
Gotcha.
And what kind of money is in the budget. So it looks like the budget, the budget that was proposed for hearing on Tuesday was about $119 million. That includes the general fund, the referendum fund, and our other budgets that include capital projects fund, bus transportation, bus replacement fund. So those are all added together to give us our total of about just over $119 million.
One of the other things that came up in the meeting, Sue, was the foundation provides grants to teachers to supplement the educational experiences for their classrooms. And that money is raised by the foundation. And one of the ways they raise that money is through the spelling bee. And that spelling bee is tonight. And there is an admission charge, but the money from that admission charge goes to those grants that the teachers can use. And I know you're a big fan of the spelling bee.
Oh, of course I am. And Keith, I believe you are the moderator, facilitator. You're going to be in costume. Is that
Master
true?
Of Ceremonies, I think, is the preferred title.
I'm going to Master? Give bad leads on what the word definition might be.
Well, and that great grown-up spelling bee that we've been doing annually for the last few years, as you said, is this evening. It's a time where a lot of different groups come together. Some of them are employee groups. Some of them are community organizations or clubs. And they come together in teams of three. So that's the one good thing. You don't have to stand up there and spell all by yourself. You get to consult with your team members. And as Keith said, this is one of the foremost or the major fundraisers for the foundation is the Great Grown Up Spelling Bee. So we've got a lot of community sponsors who have helped with this. And I wish I could go to the Great Grown Up Spelling Bee this evening, but I will be at a school board forum tonight sponsored by the League of Women Voters, which I bring up because there's not a lot of good ways for people to get information on school board candidates. It's not like all the other partisan positions where you can find information at the party headquarters or you have a political party getting out their information for you. So this is one of the few ways that people can get information on school board candidates, and that's tonight at 7 o'clock at the Monroe County Public Library.
And all of the contested races will be represented there, and be a good evening. And I'll be joining you after we finish the spelling bee down there. And by the way, on the spelling bee, Joe Doyle, the assistant principal at Bloomington South, is going to be the actual pronouncer. Now, he's going to be doing it very, very straight, giving the exact definition and the pronunciation of the word. These spelling teams treat that very, very seriously. And then, unfortunately, I'm going to try to add a little bit of levity to what the definition is of the word.
Well, you know what? They do take it seriously, Keith. And I was part of a team a number of years ago with Ken Gross Lewis, the former chancellor at IU. And I'm telling you, if we didn't have Ken on that team, we would have been sunk because there were words, the further you go into the rounds, the more difficult they become, and words that, you know, you've not heard of and you kind of have
good.
To figure out.
You should suffer like those 10 and 12-year-olds that ESPN exploits for millions of dollars annually on the spelling bee on national television.
You know, the other part of that, Sue, is that those words are actually given to the foundation by students in various levels of classes in the MCCSC.
Good. Everybody should suffer at the same level. I'm all
right.
I'm all
and
for
I'm
that.
Telling you, those kids who compete, and the Scripps Howard Spelling Bee would probably blow us all away.
Uh-huh.
But it really is a lot of fun because teams come in costumes. They bring cheering sections.
And they raise money. That's the best part.
It gets a little rowdy. Oh, yes. It's a fun time raising money. And I know Keith is going to keep that levity at a high level.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Sure. And Keith's also going to drive the shuttle bus out to Ivy Tech for everybody who needs a lift. For all that. Sue Wanser and Keith Klein are our guests this morning. They both serve on the MCCSC school board and check in with us every Thursday morning after 8:05.
And Sue, if anyone wants more information, we have a committee that is running the referendum, and they are the source for signs, the source for if you'd like to go in your neighborhood and go door to door and help out with that. There are a lot of volunteers that are needed to make this work, and I can't stress enough how important it is that the referendum continue. And I think it needs to be pointed out one more time, because I still see people that say, we don't need any more new taxes. This is not a new tax.
No, you've already been taxed. This is right. One you've already,
it's a continuation.
You like.
That's this, right. this at is a lower rate.
This is the one you've already had to pay for.
Right, at a lower rate. And I was over at the referendum office yesterday, a lovely place over in the One World Enterprise Commissary. That's off of the bypass near Arlington Elementary School. They graciously donated this space, and people are over there fielding phone calls, making phone calls to people, and we certainly do need volunteers, and the yesformccsc.org website is a place where you can sign up for that, and somebody will put you to work. We need people during the day from 12 o'clock until 8 o'clock, and also on Saturday afternoon.
All right, Sue, sounds good. Now that we enter October, the school board won't obviously have a meeting for some time, so we know about that. It happens once a month, and you can find all of those agendas and meeting times at mccsc.edu, along with all that information. Have fun spelling tonight for those of you out there spelling. Sue, have fun at your moderation meetings and all that, and we'll get caught up with you next week.
Thank you very much. Talk to you later.